أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ثم أتبع سببا حتى إذا بلغ مطلع الشمس وجدها تطلع على قوم لم نجعل لهم من دونها سترا كذلك وقد أحطنا بما لديه خبرا. ثم أتبع سببا حتى إذا بلغ بين السدين وجد من دونهما قوما لا يكادون يفقهون قولا. صدق الله العظيم. These are from ayah number 89 to ayah 93 of Surah Al-Kahf. The ayahs we discussed yesterday, Dhul-Qarnayn had gone to the west of the world and he witnessed the sun setting. In other words, the extreme west beyond which there was no inhabitants of the earth. Ya Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala say, Thumma Atba'a Sababa. And then he followed a path. In other words, he journeyed on a particular path. Hatta Ida Balagha Matli'a Shams. Until he reached the place that he witnessed the rising of the sun. In other words, the extreme east of the world. وَجَدَهَا تَطْلُعُ عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ. He found the sun rising upon a community. لَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِهَا سِتْرًا. That we had not made for them a veil from the sun. This veil from the sun, one is that they did not have any shelter, they did not have any homes. In other words, they lived outside, without any roof, without any built homes. Some commentators have expressed that the possibility also that sitran actually means a shield, and what it will also entail that they were very barely clothed. They did not have much clothes. In other words, they lived a life like Bedouins, like nomads, barbaric life, no homes, very scantily dressed. Kadhalik, then Allah Ta'ala says similarly. This similarly, according to most of the commentators, is whatever happened in the west had also occurred in the east, and that is he found a community amongst these people that disbelieved in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The hukam of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala was that we leave it to you. So his response to Allah was simple, that those who have not brought iman, will invite them towards you, O Allah. Those who accept, we will be kind to them, we will guide them. And of course, those who rebel against you, O Allah, then we will make jihad and we will fight amongst them. We will fight them. وَقَدْ أَحَطْنَا بِمَا لَدَيْهِ خُبْرًا. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that certainly we encompassed whatever tidings, whatever his doings was, whatever information regarding him, it was all encompassed by us. In other words, it was all done by the knowledge of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And in this way, the two journeys of Dhul-Qarnayn has been described. One was to the west, that was defined. Second, to the east, that was defined. Now Allah Ta'ala says, ثُمَّ أَتْبَعَ سَبَبًا. And then he followed a path. In other words, he journeyed in another direction. This direction, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَ بَيْنَ السَّدَّيْنِ. Until he reached between two sad. Sad actually means a barrier. And here, most of the commentators said, between two mountains. This, whether it was the south of the earth, whether it was the north, north-south, north-east, whatever, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not define, and hence this is the Quran Sharif. This was not knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deemed necessary for us to know, but this is much that we know, that he had come to a place between two mountains, in other words, a valley. وَجَدَ مِن دُونِهِمَا قَوْمًا. And he found within this valley, or behind these sad, behind these mountains, or within them, he had found a qawm. He had found a community. All Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala describes this community as لَا يَكَادُونَ يَفْقَهُونَ قَوْلًا. They were such a community that barely understood the word. In other words, it seems as though they had a language barrier between them and Dhul-Qarnayn, and they did not understand the language of Dhul-Qarnayn. Probably, possibly, whatever discussion carries on from here was either via a translator, or he had learned their language, or whatever. So hence here, once again, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala brings back the point that these journeys was for the deen of Allah, to establish the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to bring about peace amongst people, and those that had brought iman to continue guiding them towards Allah, those that had not brought iman to invite them towards Allah, and then if not, then the hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is to wage jihad against them. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.